Continental's new O200 lightweight steps into the ring with the defending champ from Austria. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. Earlier this week, Teledyne Continental announced it's now taking orders for a new lighter weight version of the O200, called the O200 Lightweight. It plays in a very competitive part of the market, and I wanted to get some more detail on the product from Continental's Mac Little. And Mac, thanks for taking some time for our listeners today.
I have no problem, Paul.
Mac, the O200 Lightweight's a name we haven't heard before, but is this essentially the same engine that's known as the O200D in Skycatcher trim?
Yeah, actually it is. It's a reasonable facsimile of that engine. This one, Joan, has a few different features on it. We've relocated the dipstick back into the right-hand side of the engine. We're offering it without an alternator, so folks can actually customize what alternator they want, which, you know, we've listed it at 199 pounds, but without the alternator, it's really about 194.
The press release said orders are being taken now. Deliveries will be starting in August. I have to ask, with OEMs potentially sharing that waiting list, including 400-plus copies of the same basic engine going to Cessna for the Skycatcher, if the individual guy at home getting set to finish an aircraft is looking to buy an engine, is there going to be enough volume in the production to fill those orders right away, or is he going to be looking at a wait?
Oh, no, actually, that's the whole intent of our news release. We will deliver those engines to the one-off customer in beginning of August.
Mac, I've seen the ad for the O200 Lightweight. It looks to be targeting pretty clearly the certain gold-plated line of imported engines from Austria in that same power class. And with that kind of dominance by another manufacturer, you must have done research. Where do you find the opportunity in the market for the O200 Lightweight?
I think what we're looking for mostly here is looking for a lot of guys where our research are looking at in this particular segment. A lot of folks really want an engine that, and I use air quotes, is an aviation engine. Where we bring some strength to the market is we've been, you know, building aviation engines for 100 years. We have a long legacy and, you know, history of doing that. So this engine, something people are familiar with. People are more comfortable. People in that age group can understand, you know, it's an American-made engine. It's a Continental. It's an O200. These are factors that the consumers can really relate to and identify with. Rotax is an incredible motor, the one you're talking about, and we're very, you know, very excited to be able to have an offering in that market. And there are some benefits to both engines. I mean, obviously, but we think that we have an advantage there as far as you know, true aviation history lineage engine. Even though theirs was purpose-built, we do have, you know, some legacy there that we could take advantage of.
It's interesting you mention in that age group, because when LSA first started, light sport aircraft were hoped to be an entry level for younger people who maybe had less means to get involved in general aviation, more economical training, that sort of thing. But the way things have played out demographically, especially during a recession, is that the people who are able to buy these aircraft, which are, you know, most of them up around $100,000 or more, turning out to be in an older demographic. Does that play to your strengths?
I think it does play to some of the strengths of having a Continental motor there. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of guys that are buying these aircraft are interested in looking at them. Like you said, with the recession, the disposable income, an LSA is a very attractive investment. And it's something that they are familiar with. They've probably flown behind. If anybody ever learned to fly in a Cessna 150, it's probably they flew behind a Continental motor. You know, there's only, we have that advantage, and they can come back and say, hey, look, Continental's making a light sport motor. It makes it a little bit more viable. It's something they're more comfortable with. And, you know, it's something a little bit more familiar to them in their flying style. You see RPMs and ranges that you're familiar with seeing RPMs in. So there's a little bit of comfort there.
One of the differences that's going to have to be addressed by OEMs in considering the O200 Lightweight is the difference in weight. It's not a huge deal in experimental, but for some OEMs, a difference of 40 pounds over the Rotax would be significant. How do you approach that from a marketing standpoint in trying to place these engines with OEMs?
Yeah, in the experimental market, wouldn't be much of an issue, but in the LSA, it is very weight sensitive, and we are working with several OEMs to overcome some of those and looking at other solutions for them. There is a bit of a weight penalty using our engine. There's no doubt we're about 30 pounds more. And so there are some things that we're going to have to do there to make that work. But there was a lot of enthusiasm, and a lot of guys are, you know, out there looking at ways to make it fit.
Mac, you mentioned other OEMs. Are there any you can tell us about, or should we expect some significant announcements coming at a particular high-profile fly-in happening at the end of this month?
There are probably some major announcements coming out pretty soon. An announcement at Sun and Fun, American Legend Cub is going to be offering an aircraft with the O200 lightweight engine on it. That was released at Sun and Fun. And we also have AMD, another one of our light sport engine OEMs that will be also moving to the light sport engine. There are a couple other announcements, but right now we don't want to talk about them. It's possible that you'll see something, you know, significant at Oshkosh.
More about the new O200 lightweight with Mac Little in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no nice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, and my guest today is Mac Little of Continental, talking about the new O200 lightweight engine targeted at light sport OEMs and at the experimental market. The press release hinted at a program in which Continental is going to be offering a core trade credit for other aircraft engines in the 85 to 115 horsepower range when they're traded in by buyers of the O200 lightweight. Can you give us any details on that?
Well, absolutely. When you buy the engine, a lot of guys, and that's basically for guys who are, you know, towards the completion portion of their kit or amateur build, and I've already have an engine and they would like to pursue an upgrade to the O200 lightweight motor. We're offering them an avenue where they can, you know, trade the engine in and get some core credit, you know, so they're not losing any money on their investment, and they can still upgrade to this motor.
Are there any specific numbers or procedures you can tell us about yet?
Not right yet. We're really looking at finalizing those. We know what it's going to be. If you're already a 200A customer, 200A customers are going to get full core credit. They can turn it in and get upgraded. But for the road, you know, for any other engines that were, you know, any other competitors' motors in that range, we're still looking at that. It'll be pretty generous from our side.
One of the obvious advantages you have over an imported engine, Mac, is that you will not be floating like a cork on the exchange rates of the world. You know, the competitors' price will rise and fall with time. Is Continental as committed to remaining competitive on the O200 lightweight as it is on the rest of its line?
Oh, absolutely. We are 100% committed to remaining competitive on this line. That is why we've come in with a pretty competitive pricing. And we're not done yet. We're looking at more improvements and looking at, you know, more refinements and seeing how, you know, we will continue to monitor this very close, and we are very committed to this line.
Mac, when I talk to home builders these days, one of the big things they worry about is finding appropriate fuels. It's getting harder and harder as ethanol gets into everything. Some engines will run fine on 100 low lead, others will not. Where does the O200 lightweight fall in that spectrum?
Oh, this airplane is happy on 100 low lead forever. It was designed to run on 100 low lead. The other fuel options, TCM has a very aggressive alternative fuels program. And we will be looking at making this engine compliant with any, all the other, rest of our fuels philosophies along with the rest of our engines. So, we will eventually run fine on, 100, or 94 unleaded or any other, octane level. We will have options for folks to continue operation.
Mac, I appreciate you coming on to talk about the engine today. What's the best place on the web to send listeners who have more questions?
You can simply www.genuinecontinental.aero, and there is a tab on the website that says O200 lightweight.
Mac, thanks for taking some time out to talk to our listeners today and fill in these details, and we will see you at the end of the month in Oshkosh.
Absolutely. I look forward to talking to you there, Paul.
My guest has been Mac Little of Continental Motors, and you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.